Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to enter into an atmosphere of prophetic and Jesus Friday. Before you boldly before your throne. At such a time of need, God, I pray that the heavens will begin to open. We prophesy to the north, the south, the east, and the west winds tonight. According to your will tonight, God. Father, I pray you will begin to stir up a people, Lord, driving from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. As we enter in by your blood, Lord God, we surrender all tonight. Not my will, but your will be done, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree and declare your angels are in place in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for Michael being in place, your warring spirit. Paul, I thank you for the anointing that will make the apostolic and the prophetic, Lord, flow easy tonight. Paul, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your Spirit, Lord. And Father, for this purpose alone, that Christ was manifest to destroy the works of darkness. And Father, we thank you right now. We decree and we declare that your coming may be established. That you will raise up our sons and daughters to stand rightly and declare your visions tonight. Father, I thank you for the prophetic and the apostolic. The supernatural. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, as we gird our lives with the cross of truth, we put our breath in our righteousness. We shed our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank the full power of God tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Welcome to Prophetic Power Surge, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Dominion in Christ International Prophetic Ministries, where we believe in raising up sons and daughters, equipping them with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Let us boldly go before the throne of God in worship tonight. In Jesus' name, here on Prophetic Power Surge, the miraculous in God is
hallelujah.
Let us worship God
for a moment. All of the earth.
presence of the Lord is in this place right now. Just close your eyes and lift up your hands. Just worship Him.
Distractions and get the sing song unto them. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the love of God touch them. Even though we block them, we still plant a seed in them. Hallelujah. God wishes that no man shall perish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us focus, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on and worship the Lord. Come on and worship the Lord. Just a little while longer. We go in tonight. Come on and worship the Lord, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on and worship God tonight. Come on and worship God.
Worship him, worship him. Worship him. Worship him, worship him. Keep your eyes out for me. Let's worship the Lord tonight. That's it. Let him focus on the Lord tonight. Father God has fallen. Lift your hands.
Do you believe that tonight?
Lift your hands to receive it.
This is a generation of world
the fire of God has fallen already.
We are God's change agents in the earth. Come on,
and so
we can change the world.
Come on,
I want you to get this in your heart tonight. You can do it. You can do it.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to here to Prophetic Power Surge. Here where the miraculous happens. I'm your host, Apostle. Amen. God sent one. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started in the Word. I can't do nothing unless my Father instructs me. I wait on Him. Hallelujah. I wait upon Him. I wait. We wait. You cannot rush the Spirit. Please don't rush Him. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. And we wait upon the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Let us wait just a little while longer. Thank you, Apostle Si. Thank you, Father. Oh, the Father, my son, please, the
right there. That's where we're seated with Christ.
worship him. Oh, every knee shall bow, every knee shall bow, every knee shall bow, every knee shall bow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Prophetic Power Service here where the miraculous happen. Brought to you by Dominion in Christ International Prophetic Ministries, where we're raising up people in the gospel, equipping them with the, amen, the keys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. A prophetic psalmist, Angelo.
y'all are being elevated in the realm tonight. You're being elevated right now. That's the Holy Spirit elevating you. You feel an elevation. That's an elevation taking place. Lift your hands and say, Jesus, I love you. Just begin to love, oh God. And watch him elevate you. That's an elevation. That's an elevation taking place right now. This shop I pull out to the head. Some of you feel like you've been orbiting. You've been in the bottom kicking you up. That's it. Let the Holy Ghost elevate you tonight. Hallelujah. That's the nation of the Lord. Let him elevate you. For your glory, God. Your glory being released tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels, oh God, moving in your shatara, moving in the winds, Father God. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh God, thank you for the body. Thank you for the body of Christ. Fresh manna, fresh revelation. Fresh oil, God. New assignments. Visitations. Manifestations. Visions. It's being released right now. I see the Lord pouring out vision. I see the Lord releasing mantles. Oh, come on and lift your hands and worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's mantles being released. There's new visions being released. There's fresh oil being released tonight. Hey, glory to God. I want to reach out to him and yield yourself to God tonight. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here on Prophetic Power Surge. Here, coming on, brought to you by Dominion in Christ International Prophetic Ministries. Amen. God wants to do something to you tonight. Amen. God bless all of the leaders on the phone. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Prophet McGill. Amen. God bless you. Amen. My mother in the spirit. God bless you. Amen. Prophetess Dr. Williams, all the way in Chicago. I love you. God bless you. God bless everyone. God bless you. Amen. All the way in Louisiana. Look like, amen, Skip, God bless you, amen, prophetess, God bless, amen, hallelujah, prophetic summons, amen, hallelujah, Altman, be on the phone tonight, God bless, prophetess Flemish, God bless everyone in your rightful places, all the way from the beautiful city of Milwaukee, we thank God for, amen, no other than, amen, Dr., amen, Goodwin, amen, Russell Goodwin and his beautiful wife, amen, the prophetess, amen, a mother in the spirit, a mother of Zion, prophetess, amen. Misty Goodwin, we give God praise for you all tonight.
Handaroso, God, give God praise for, amen, prophetess, apostle, amen, hallelujah, teacher on the prophetic apostle side, give God praise for you tonight all the way in the Carolinas area, amen, to all the leaders, I honor you tonight, I double honor you tonight, I double honor you tonight, I thank God for the apostle Joyce being on the phone with us, I saw your name, God bless you, apostle George. I hear the Lord saying, I'm releasing new mantles. I'm releasing new instructions, says the Lord. God said, I'm releasing a fresh way. For the level koshan, for the Lord said, I'm satan. Yeah, glory to God. I'm releasing a new wind upon your back. I'm giving you fresh fire, says the Lord. God said, begin to worship. You're going to begin to see differently. God said, it is me. It's a significance, says the Lord. For what I'm doing for the season to come, for what I'm doing to the season to come, God say, prepare for which is to come, says the Lord. Greater works, greater works, greater works, says the Spirit of God. Greater works, andios tekianda. Oh, come on, yashikelediosa. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, 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 glory to God. Oh, worship you, Father, worship you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Amen. Prophetess Skidmore, those leaders that I met on Periscope that day, you have the Lord had me to prophesy to the woman of God and her husband. The Lord said, I got to connect with them within the next, amen, 5 days. Whatever you got to do, we need to connect. If you can call them, you can text them or something, I'm gonna suck. I need to connect with them. That's more than God wants to give them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what their names was. God, I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, brother Clark. We're about to go into the word, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into the word. God, love you, Mom. I don't know what God, the way He's going to take me. Oh my God, the call is over. Let me get the I'm gonna have to open up a new episode. I don't know what happened. But those who are on prophetic power surge, what time is it? Oh Lord have mercy. I'm gonna have to open up a new episode. I don't know what happened to the broadcast. Shakaba mama sikinibo so mama. Thank you, Lord God. We bless the Lord tonight. The devil is alive. Those people was on the phone and all of a sudden just hung up. We're going to go ahead and open up another episode. Y'all bear with me. Let us stay in the place of worship. The fire God is here. The fire God is here. The fire God is here. I feel drunk. The liquid fire of Jesus. Father, do it for your people. Endure them with power, God. Endure them with power. Jesus. Oh, any wonderful, y'all? Any wonderful? Ain't the Lord wonderful tonight? What happened to him? I don't know. We're going to get you back up here. Quickly. right. Let me go ahead and get the people back on, ladies and gentlemen. I ask you to bear with me for a moment. I don't know if it'll let me do it for tonight. Oh, God, the devil's alive. It's okay. It's all right. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bear with me. I'm trying to get the people back on the phone line. It's just shut down. Wow. It's all right. Amen. Let me make sure. I don't know if the people are still on the lines. Can y'all hear me? Are y'all on the phone tonight?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Praise God. Amen. If something happened to the phone lines, someone said they could not get in. But praise God, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead. My God, I know the Holy Ghost is powerful. My God, that was powerful. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Amen. Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now? Can y'all hear me better? I have put the
Yeah, I can hear you.
Amen. Amen. Listen, the people on the phone lines, I'm going to ask you to be mindful of the voices in the background. If somebody sleep, I'm going to ask you to please wake up. Somebody fell asleep in the glory cloud, y'all. It's all right. It's all right. I'm going to off-mute your phones, so please be mindful. Any noise in the background, we do hear it. I'm asking those on Periscope, God bless you. Amen. Can you all hear me better? Is that better? Can y'all hear me? God of the Yosef. We're going to go ahead and flow tonight. I want you to hold your questions. I want you to hold your questions. Amen. Just hold your questions for right now. We're in a receptive mode. The Holy Spirit is in charge. This is a different line. I'm asking y'all to please reverence the Spirit. This is not a fly-by-night, come get a word and go about your business and live like you want to live. No, it's not this type of life. Amen. Just God is in control. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So I want to welcome you. I do things according to the Spirit. Amen. Not what we, hallelujah, what we want. Oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the book of, let's see. Let's go down here over here to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter. Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter. Glory to God. Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter. Thank God for all the daughters and the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for those who are on the line. Spread the word right now that there's a move of God taking place here on Prophetic Power Surge. God bless you on tonight. God bless you on tonight. There's a move of God taking place tonight. Hey, spread the word. Those on Periscope, spread it. Spread it out. Spread that word. God bless you, North Carolina. God bless you. Bless you, Prophet McGill. Thanks for your interceding, man of God. Love you. Great prophet of God right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Unmute.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give that sound like a prophetic sound wave right there. Whatever that was. Amen. To God. Oh my God. To God be the glory. Amen. Let us go over here to the book of Ezekiel the second. Somebody sound like aliens. Lord have mercy. Amen. Let us go over here. Amen. To the book of Ezekiel. Down here at the, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Before I go there, Father, I thank you for your move of the Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me on the, let me make sure everybody can hear me. Those who are on the phone lines, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the equipping of your word. Lord, equip your people tonight. Father, I pray and I thank you, Jesus, tonight, that, Lord, the open heavens be open. Let the heavens be open tonight. Let the heavens speak tonight. Let the sound of your voice echo through the earth in Jesus' mighty name. Let the word in your spirit accomplish for what you have set out to do. God, I thank you that by your presence and by your fire and by your authority, every demon, every spirit on assignment, every witch that is, and every spirit of sorcery be destroyed by the power of the blood of Jesus tonight. You will not hinder. You have lost your power. We strip you of your authority to operate into this. In the name of Jesus, we decapitate you by the power of the blood of the sword of Jesus. By fire and by lightning, we destroy and we strike. You're at your presence even now in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you right now that you have sentenced every assignment of the enemy to be counseled in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is serious, y'all. This is a very serious word tonight. This is more geared. I see that. I'm feeling like the anointing is drawing more of the leaders tonight, more of those who are in leadership. Amen. Go and tell some leaders. Go tell your leaders. That's a word tonight, and I think God was. That's a recalibration that is taking place in the body of Christ, ladies and gentlemen. That's a recalibration. That's the Lord is recalibrating His church. Amen. Those who don't know, God, most of the time when God speaks, amen, that's a word for the body. That's if you want to know what this is. Amen. This is the flow. This is the format that God uses me in, a word for the body. Amen. And for the you leaders, and I believe that this is going to, amen, help, amen, bring such a stronger, amen, place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Of a revolutionizing the presence of God the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to bring such a stronger reformation in your spirits tonight. Amen. Those who are apostles and prophets, amen, it's going to be such a, amen, strong a move to, that's going to help, amen, advance the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is saying He's redefining His church. He's redefining His church. He's redefining the body. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go here to, amen, Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter and the 30th verse. And it says, I sought for a man among them that shall make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I shall not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore I have poured out my indignation upon them, and I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their hands, saith the Lord God. Ladies and gentlemen, I come to tell you tonight, I just feel a strong prophetic flow. I don't know how long I'm going to be preaching, but we're in a realm, and I'm just going to just do straight up with you. The Lord is not pleased with the church right now. I'm talking about especially at large concerning this country. God is not pleased with the church, ladies and gentlemen, because understand something, there's a pattern that Jesus Christ have left in the earth. When he walked the earth, he demonstrated a place of we love to talk about how he demonstrated the power and how, amen, that's good. He went about doing good in all the land. But ladies and gentlemen, we miss out on the most important thing, amen, of characteristics of Jesus Christ. His number one characteristic is that he was a servant unto God first. Okay. Now we're going, it's funny how God is repeating history. He's seeking to and fro in the earth whom he can make himself be again, that will make up the hedge, hello somebody, and stand in the gap. I hear the Lord saying, I've been hearing the cry of the earth. The earth is crying out. The salt of the earth is losing the flavor.
And God is saying, I'm trying to get in. Okay, okay. Let me slow it down for a moment. Let me slow it down. Somebody already caught where I'm going. Somebody caught that. Glory to God. Amen. Let us go over here. Amen. To the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. Amen. Somebody caught that. See, that's some things taught. That's some things caught. Somebody, I say, come on, Jesus. I love your spirit. I feel a connection here. Isaiah 66 and the 7th verse, talking about the church. Before she travailed, she bought for birth. Before her pain came, amen, she was delivered of a man-child. Who have heard such a thing, who have seen such things, shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her child. Shall I bring forth the birth and not cause to bring forth, says the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, says the Lord? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you something here tonight. God is that there's a word, amen, that wants to come in. There is some things in the earth realm that have stopped up, amen, the prophetic flow. Glory to God. Amen. But the Lord is saying, amen, I'm seeking to and fro of the earth to find a man or a woman who can stand in the gap. He said, so many of my people are busy doing ministry. So many of my people are busy doing everything. And what you have done, you have trained the people to do the work more than come to the master. Okay, all right, okay, all right. And so understand something. Jesus, his first focus, ladies and gentlemen, while he walked the earth, he prayed to God. He stayed connected to God. You always found him somewhere in the upper realm, on the mountain or somewhere. Amen. Calling on the Lord. Begin to seek the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a price that God is calling us to pay. In order for you to go higher, you're going to have to give up some more things in the earth. And the Lord has said, amen. Some of y'all, God is calling you to give up some things. See, you got to understand something. For example, God is calling some of us, and I'm talking to myself, amen. If you want to go high in the lane of the things of the Spirit, he called you to give up some things. Some of y'all may have to give up some red meat. Let me break that down and rephrase that. Some of us going to have to give up some red meat. Some of us going to have to really give up some stuff, amen, to really go higher. I come to tell you tonight, as a priest, we are called to live in his presence. Amen. Every time you turn around, come on, somebody, you're doing something instead of seeking God. The church has gotten more busy with auxiliaries trying to build a ministry instead of trying to build the kingdom. Do you not understand that Jesus have left a charge in the earth? He said, I've done nothing unless my Father does it to me. Ladies and gentlemen, church needs to get back into the place of prayer. We have exercised. Amen. Come on, somebody. We have, amen, hallelujah, done everything except the most important thing. Come on, somebody. And just got in the place of prayer. I come to tell somebody tonight, glory to God. Folks scare me. They always got a word, but they never talk to God. Okay. Now, one thing, the significance of a real prophet or a person who's an apostolic voice, a person who's a prophetic voice, they're going to spend more time in the presence of God. They're going to spend more time, come on somebody, yearning after God more than talking to man. You cannot be effective in the earth talking more to people than you, God. I'm talking to the prophets tonight. I'm waking up your spirits. God is saying, oh, come on somebody, every prophet, every apostle in the Bible that was effective in ministry, that was effective in the earth realm, they spent hours, they spent days, they spent months, come on somebody, planted in a place with just them and God. And some of y'all get weary when God starts taking folks and taking things away from you. You get all scared and shaking. It's a lonely walk. And I'm trying to tell you, God is trying to tell you it's time to come up hither. It's time to climb again. I'm going to help somebody tonight because God has said, I'm seeking to and fro in the earth. Who can I make myself big in? I hear God saying, if I don't come in, a whole generation can be destroyed. If I don't come in, come on somebody, your prophecy is waiting in the balance. answer. And God is saying, the prophecy that you have to wage a good warfare with the prophecy according to 1 Timothy 1 and 19. I come to tell you, the power of the prophetic is the power of prayer. Oh, y'all better hear me up in here tonight. God is saying tonight, glory to God, you want to find a man or woman that's effective. They don't talk to people as much as they talk to God. You better hear me up in here. Oh, yeah, and we wonder why we're not seeing the power and the electricity and the lightness of God and the miraculous movement of the Spirit like it was in the Bible. Come on, somebody. Because we have gotten to condition of being around people. All right. See, I ain't talking about nobody who just want to, amen, come on, somebody. And see, understand something. Man is calling order, and they're saying that they're substituting order for divine order. Okay. In other words, you will never get divine order unless you are in divinity. Some people have elevated order more than God. Okay. Okay. And the first order is you have to get before the Lord tonight. I come to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that God told me to tell you. He said, I am redefining the church. Amen. My church is a place of prayer. My church is a people of prayer. But we have made it a den of thieves. We're made it all type of sinners, money-making markets. Come on, somebody. All type of prophetic circuses, just come on, somebody. Monopolizing the gift. Everything is taking place in God's house except for prayer. Yeah. And I come to tell someone tonight, if we don't get back on the horns of the altar, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. If you don't get back on the horns of the altar, you thought you ain't seen nothing yet. We don't want God to allow us to be shooken on the altar, because obedience, ladies and gentlemen, is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And God is saying there are mantles that he's trying, oh God from heaven, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost, that I see the mantles in the heavenly realms. And God is saying, I'm trying to get them to my people, but there's a hold up. There's some stop ups. Come on, somebody. And God is saying, some of you all going to have to take on more than one assignment because of, amen, the weight of what God wants to do at this season. You got to understand, go back in the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, where he had given all three of those individuals gifts, and one person buried their talent, and he took that assignment or that talent away and gave it to somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some mantles that God wants to release in the earth, but until we get into a place of prayer, because there are certain works that have to be done and displayed, but the mantles got to get into the earth realm. And God is saying he does nothing illegally. You better hear me. God said, I'm searching for someone who's going to yield themselves unto him. God said, I'm searching. Who want the assignment? Who want the mantle? I'm not looking for super vessels. Come on, somebody. I'm not looking for all type of this vessel here and this vessel that. God said, I'm looking for yielded vessels. Come on, somebody. I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, seek ye the Lord, because there's some things that need to take place in the earth. And God said, it is time for the church to go into a place of prayer. It is time for you to make your schedule. Come on, somebody, because you got to understand something. There is a place in the realm of the spirit that as you begin to go higher and you begin to give up things in the earth realm, there's a place in the realm of the spirit. As we go higher, the winds begin to blow stronger. I hope somebody. I hope I'm helping somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me make sure y'all see me on here. Can y'all hear me on here? Can y'all hear me? Those on the line, can you hear me? Those on the phone, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, praise God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Masocoreste Bakiandora. There's the winds are blowing stronger in this place that God is trying to get his people. You gotta understand something. Amen. In this higher realm, the frequency level, you can hear more clearly. In this higher realm, come on somebody, the power realm is greater. You can hear go shaka. In this higher realm, you're gonna experience such power and such lightning bolts of the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, the church have not seen the real power come forth, but God is saying, I am looking, because the enemy wants to destroy. Come on, somebody. You got to understand, if there's nobody praying in the land, there will be calamity. There will be more things happening, but God is saying, people are praying what they want to pray. They fast. So, because they're fasting and they're praying because they want their name to be heard on high. But God is saying, just like in Isaiah the 58th chapter, I'm calling forth a God-chosen fast. In other words, who are going to be the one that's going to catch the mantle of my spirit? Who is going to be the one, says the Lord, that's going to catch my heart? Who's going to be the one that's going to catch the mantle? Who is going to be the one, come on somebody, who's going to catch the Gloria Sakamosa, who is going to be the one who's going to pay the piper if you have to go in the closet and shut the door for a whole weekend? It ain't nobody business. When God take you in a place, it's nobody business. If God tell you to go to that place, you got to go somewhere until you are dealing with power. God has said, I'm trying to get some mantles in the earth, but my people are too busy. They're too busy trying to make themselves look good. They're too busy, come on somebody, worshiping the idol gods of Oshandriosa. But the Lord is, yes, come on, Soraka. I am searching for a man and a woman who I can make myself big in, says the Lord. Who's going to begin to go up in the spirit and catch the mantles? Who is going to be going up, go up in a place in me? You got to pay the piper for this one. You come on. You got to pay the Bosha. You got to pay the piper. But God said, let go up into the realm where you can catch it. Go up into the realm. Come on, somebody. Because God is saying, when you go up to this place, I am going to accelerate your vision. I'm going to accelerate and multiplicate. Come on, somebody. I'm going to degrade, says the Spirit of the Lord. And God is saying, can I find somebody who's going to get up in a place and catch my mantle? God forbid. Woo, good God Almighty. Hashtokomosa. Hey, glory of Hoshi. Hashtokomosa. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost all up in here. So many people playing. They think of Osha. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get into a place and allow God to endue you with some power, no man can stand in your way. When you get into that place and get in God's face, oh, I come to tell you tonight, eyes have not seen. Seen, ears have not heard, neither came into the heart of man the things and what God is going to do. God said, my glory shall be displayed. But can I find a man or woman who's going to get up in a place and catch my mantle, says God? Can I find somebody who's going to go somewhere and pray until their flesh set down? Can I find somebody who's going to put their desires away and seek my desire? Oh, come on, somebody. God is saying, I know you want to be married, son, but I got some stuff I want you to do. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of you all, you need to praise God that you're walking in a place with him where you can find a time to seek his face. God is saying, it's an emergency 911 call. Can I find somebody who's going to stand on the wall and watch, says God? Where are my watchers, says the Lord? Where are the ones who are going to stand in the gap make up the heads and give my prophetic broadcast to the nation. Where are the ones who are going to have my heart? When they speak, I'm going to manifest my glory. When they speak, I'm going to manifest my power. Where are the ones, says the Lord, I'm seeking you out tonight. I'm looking to and fro of the earth and see what I can make myself big in. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to get something to my people, and it's supernatural. But can I find a man and woman who's going to stand up under that place and catch my mantle? Can I find somebody who's going to walk with power and integrity, says the Lord, who's going to make up the heads and stand in the gap for the land, who's going to catch my glory, I want to do something that eyes have not seen. If you don't catch the glory, oh, come on, somebody. Somebody going to die prematurely. Ministry's going to die prematurely. Marriage is going to die prematurely. Then the enemy going to come and steal and kill. Can I find a leader who can who's going to think it's not strange? Who's going to take it an honor to walk and live in my presence, says the Lord. Can I find somebody who's going to lay their desires down and seek my desire? My God. God is grieved. We think we have in church because the Hammond B3 is going forth. We think we're experiencing him. Oh, I come to tell you tonight that God is saying, can I find somebody who's going to go and take the keys to the church? Oh, come on, somebody who's going to walk the floors at night. I find somebody who's going to make an uncomfortable pallet in their closet, who's going to clean out their shoes in their closet, and stay in the closet, and shut the door, and come on, son, and begin to pray, and to weep, and to wail, and to pray, and to weep, and to wail, and to God burst something in you. I am can I find somebody who I can move that eyes have not seen, who can lay hands on the sick and raise the dead and cause the blind eyes to see? Can I find somebody who's going to walk down the streets that's like Peter did? The Bible says that his shadow began to heal the multitudes of the crowd because of the aroma of the glory that was radiating through his life as a result of praying and seeking his face. Can I find somebody who's going to serve until it's time for them to be released to go up in the glory realm and catch my mantle, says God. Touch somebody, say it's time to catch the mantle. Come on and touch somebody and say, baby, it's time to catch the mantle. I can't help nobody. I can't hear nobody tonight. Open up your mouth and say, it's time. It's time to catch the mantles. Oh, y'all too quiet on me. Come on and shake yourself. Come on and shake yourself. Open up your mouth and say, it's time to catch the mantle. Hallelujah. We think we've seen church. But I'm going to tell you what the real church is about to do. Whoa, come on, somebody. If something was to happen in the land, God is saying, I got a man and a woman who've been with me, who can walk down the street. Let me slow it down. I'm saying so much. Lift your hands and begin to tell the Lord thank you. Come on and tell the Lord thank you tonight. My God from heaven. Come on and tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, open your mouth and tell God thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Shabbat.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
He said, tell the people there's going to be calamity. Tell the people hospitals are about to be full. But can I find somebody who can walk through the hospital when there's not enough doctors? Oh, y'all better hear me tonight. Some things about to go down. But can I find somebody? Come on, somebody who knows how to access my power, who know how to access my fire, who know how to access my glory. Come on, somebody. I find somebody who can pray diseases off folks that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Can I find somebody who can go to the FBI and prophesy that of where the terrorists going to be at, what time they're going to do it at? Come on, somebody. Can I find some watchers on the wall if we don't stand in the wall, says the Lord? Oh, come on, somebody, we gonna miss it, and some folks, come on, somebody, I'm gonna lose it. But I come to tell you tonight, God is saying, can I find somebody who gonna stand in the gap and make up the heads? Says the Spirit of the Lord. We plan church. Folks are playing competitive church. They're so jealous. Come on, somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. Them folks ain't got the heart of God more than a dog. Come on, somebody. Got a pair of new shoes. I come to tell somebody up in here, God is calling for a people that's tired of the church formulation. They're tired of the church mythology. But they want the fire, and they want the glory, and they want the demonstration, and they want to see the dead raised. Oh, come on, somebody. Then when they prophesy what thus said the Lord, you can feel the wind and the height and the weight of the Spirit where they have been at. Come on and give God praise. Come on and shout hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We too busy trying to get in front of the TV. We too busy trying to be fake to please people to get pats on our backs. But I come to tell you that God said, I'm calling my church to the altar. We pray one time, two times, three times, four, five times, six times, seven times more, and we think we've done something. Baby, let me tell you something. You are called in his presence. We were not made to live outside of the presence of God. God is saying, where my church at? Where y'all at? I see stuff coming, but where you at? Where you at? I'm knocking. Where's my church? I'm standing at the door and I am knocking. Where is my church? Where are the leaders that are going to make up their heads and stand in the gap? Hi, I'm Oshie.
Amen.
Koba Mama, make up the heads. I'm knocking at your door. And stand in the gap. But you're too busy. You're too busy. It's saying my battery's too low, y'all. You're too busy. Y'all call that number if you can. Call that number. Call the number. Call the number. I don't know how much time. Hold on a second. Oh, God help me. Where's my church? Where's my church? Where's my church? Lord, help your people tonight. Where's my church? Where's my church? Where's my church? Where's my church? Where are you? Where are you? I'm knocking. We're too busy. Because going and looking good is more important than getting an anointing. Looking good is more important than getting the anointing. Look, come on, somebody. Performance. Worry about what people think more than what God think. And folks going to hell and dying.
I pray a prophetic awakening upon you tonight. What is the church? I'm going to tell you what the church is. I'm glad you asked. A place where you're going to feel the presence and the power of God at. Oh, kashakamanuyo sekeliosa. A church is a place where you're going to feel the presence and the power of God at. Where the church at? You want some power? You want to be recognized from God? You get into the place where the winds are blowing high, where the fire is burning, where the fire is alive. You cannot be a minister of a flame of fire unless you've been consumed by the consuming fire. God said, can you get in my presence and let me consume you? We got so many lukewarmness. Get into the fire, says God. Get where I'm at. I am consuming fire, says the Lord. Man, shetiriyoso rabah, shetiriyosa. Father, I give you praise in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. I bless your name, God. God, I bless you in the name of Jesus. 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 Let your will be done, Father. Let your kingdom come. I love you, Lord. I bless your name, Jesus. Kumana yo sararabaman sikiri yo shikararabasa. Ladies and gentlemen, God is saying, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you. He said, he said he's removing his candlestick off of some folks that don't want to get in his presence, that refuse to. He's taking the assignment. The gifts will still be there, but the assignment is gone. Lift your hands, young lady. You're dizzy. Lift your hands quickly. 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 Lift your hands if you're dizzy. Quickly. That is in 7 seconds. No, no. In 7 seconds. That's it. That's it. In 3 seconds. Let's hit the fire. That's it. Jesus. That's it right there. Receive it right now. Receive it. Jesus, receive it right now. The distance spell that's left. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming to tell you tonight. We have to get into a serious place of God. I'm not talking about what you've seen. I'm talking about what you've seen. You see the difference? I'm not talking about what you've seen. I'm talking about what you're seeing here in your spiritual eye, the what God wants you to see. That's a place that God wants you to get in. You take up the responsibility and take the residue of Jesus Christ and finish the work that he has set for us to do. I'm tired of saying flesh. I'm sick of it. But God is saying, you looking for it, but God say, look to me. Amen. Accountability, exactly. Accountable to the presence. Accountable to the presence. But ladies and gentlemen, I come to tell you tonight that God is saying, get in a place where I'm at. Get into a place. Move your will out the way. Move your will out the way. And let God's will be done. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. I thank you, Lord, I give you the praise. I thank you, Lord, I give you the praise. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in a season now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell you something. Hold up. I had to get the Periscope people back on here. We went out. I'm going to say this. We're back up. We're back up, y'all. We're back up. Hey, man, we back up. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something here. I want y'all to hear me by the Spirit. I want you to hear me by the Spirit. Confrontation is coming. When you leave the presence, God is going to send you to hit the devil head on. The Bible said when Jesus went up into the wilderness and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Okay. Okay. Now watch this. He went up into the mountain. The Bible said he was filled with the Spirit. But when he came down from the mountain, the Bible said he was led into the Spirit, into the wilderness. Well, watch this, though. I want you to really hear me very carefully and cautiously. He did not go into the wilderness just being led by the Spirit, but he went in the power of the Spirit. He went up on a mountain and fasted before 40 days, 40 days and 40 nights, and he went up filled with the Spirit. But he came down in the power of the Spirit and was led into the wilderness to be tempted. And the Lord is saying, this hour and the season, as you seek me, when I send you forth, you're not just going to go forth that with the fullness of the Spirit, but you're going to go in the power of the Spirit. Watch this. To confront the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is not, amen, he's not fearful. In this season, when God tells us to strike, we're going to strike. We're going to shoot to kill. We're going to strike and hit the mark. You're going to complete your assignment as you go forth when God tells you to go forth. Your assignment is to go up. And when you go up, let the Spirit of the Lord send you forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord send you forth. Loose here, devil. Loose here. I bind this hindering spirit. Get on up out of here. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're back. Hallelujah, we're back. Amen, we're back. To God be the glory. The Spirit of the Lord is going to send you forth. And the Lord is saying, will you seek me? You think that, let me tell you something. And I sense this spirit really strong. God bless you, servant of the Lord. I sense this really strong. Let me tell you the evidence that you're walking in the fragrance of God. Number one, when God sends you forth, either two things are going to happen. He's going to send you to be confronted, to confront the enemy, or God or the enemy is going to send out spies to try to monitor you. when Samuel and them, they had a prophetic meeting. They Saul sent some spies out to see what God was doing, because they know something was in the atmosphere. Think it not strange that your enemies know that the hand of God on you, but God will send them, allow them to come, to sit up under your midst. Come on, somebody. To monitor you, because they know that they are about to be replaced, says the Spirit of the Lord. Touch your neighbor and say, the spies are coming. The spies are coming. The spies. Spies are coming. The spies. They kind of both start coming. The spies are coming. The spies are coming. And the Lord is saying, there's a significance that he is, there's a shift taking place. Because they know, come on somebody, they're monitoring you because they're about to be replaced, says God. I'm about to take that which I have given them. They have not been faithful with their assignment, and I'm going to give it to someone who's going to be faithful. It's not about you. Let me tell you something. It is never about you. It is never about you. It is never about you. It is about the Lord and his people. Can he use you as a vessel? I prophesy the will of God in the earth and nothing else but his agenda and his will. You got to understand something. Amen. There's a new frontier of the prophetic is coming forth. There's a new prophetic cano secandro sabanza. There's a new prophetic, amen, germination. There's a prophetic supernatural a movement is being germinated. And I'm going to tell you what the Spirit of God began to share with me. God said, I have some people hidden, and there's a certain prophetic sound wave that is being released in the earth that's going to draw these certain people together. Come on, somebody. There's going to be a supernatural drawing. Come on, somebody. There's a supernatural divine connectivity, connection. And there's a certain voice, there's a prophetic voice that's releasing what God wants to do for the next movement. And God is saying, those who hear my voice, they're going to come subject to my move, and they're going to walk in my prophetic syncopation, says God. And God said they're going to receive, hallelujah, the manifested will in the earth. And God is saying his kingdom shall be established in the earth. And God said every other kingdom must fall down, must fall down, must fall down. And I prophesy against those false kingdoms that has been keeping those people in bondage with fear and intimidation. In the name of Jesus, I come against it in Jesus' mighty name. Ain't nobody scared of you. The blood. Father, I give you praise. God bless you. God bless you, young man. Father, I give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Say what happened. When you come into that type of presence, God will make your enemies bless you. God will make Saul fall down. Come on, somebody. You got to understand something. This move right here, you can't manipulate this move. Praise God, my brother. Amen. You cannot manipulate this movement. You cannot manipulate this movement right here. You can't control this one. This is a frontier of prophets that God is appointing. In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of fear and intimidation to be broken off of the people of God tonight in the name of Jesus. I prophesy a stirring in your spirit that you will walk in the boldness and the counsel of God like you have never walked before. You will not be intimidated by Jezebel. You will not be intimidated by manipulation. You will prophesy to the atmosphere. You will speak as an oracle unto God in the name of Jesus. You will seek the Lord with your whole heart. You will walk upright in integrity. You will guard and protect your anointed. You will pledge your allegiance to the kingdom of God and no other kingdom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will pledge your allegiance to the true and living God. You will pledge your allegiance to no other systems at this hour, says the Lord. For I'm calling you to my presence. I'm calling you to myself, says the Lord. And God said, I will connect you. I will connect you. And when my connection is my protection, says the Lord. Your destiny will be protected. You will not be sideswiped. You will not be hijacked. You will not be nobody's battery charger. But you will be charged by my presence to do what I have commanded you to do. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is not by power, it is not by might, but God said it is by his spirit that he